And we're going to return to the RTE crisis. Director General Kevin Backhurst told the Oireachtas Media Committee yesterday that he's moved decisively and quickly to address clear procedural and oversight failings in the organisation. Staff have been told of an immediate recruitment freeze as well as spending cutbacks. This comes as RTE faces a deficit of €28 million this year. Eileen Cullity is Assistant Professor at the Dublin City University Future of Journalism Institute and School of Communications. She's here in studio and good morning. To you. You watched the Oireachtas Media Committee yesterday and the continuing questioning of RT management and board. Do you think we're closer now to a complete picture of the failings that landed the organisation in the mess that it's in?
To a point, but I think it's important for listeners to understand that there are two core issues here and they have different areas of responsibility. So on the one hand, there's the issue around RTE's governance, and we've heard an awful lot about those failings, and the Oireachtas Committee is absolutely right to investigate that and to demand reform. But on the other hand, there's this much bigger issue that's been debated for over 10 years now and is the responsibility of government to come up with a funding plan for public media in Ireland. Is it a licence fee? Is it a levy? Who pays it? What is it for? And that hasn't happened. So we're in this bizarre situation where RTE is expected to reform itself, as it should, and come up with some strategic framework, but not of any clarity about its interim funding or what the long-term vision is. And I think that's a failure on the politicians' part.
But do you think that the conversation and the action that needs to be taken on the second part of it, that you're talking about on the future funding of public service broadcasting, that has now been, if you like, stopped in its tracks until the other issues around governance in this organisation are fully and finally dealt with?
Well, it appears so, and there have been reports. There was an entire Future of Media Commission before that. There were reports, now we've heard of technical reports, and none of this is very transparent. If we're talking about the future of RTE, and I think Kevin Backhurst put it very clearly yesterday, when what's at stake here is the future of public broadcasting in Ireland. That could be some different vision of RTE, whatever that is. That's what the point we're talking about. And that debate needs to be had in public, and the public, if they're going to pay for it, need to have greater understanding of what's at stake. And instead, it's all this, there's a lot of political sound bites and not very constructive commentary that isn't having that bigger discussion.
Do you agree with Carúlo Siúcán from the RT Group of Unions? He talked about a tone of vengeance, almost a tone of vengeance in some political circles.
I think, unfortunately, some members of the committee and some other politicians have shown that they don't fully understand what public service media is and it's supposed to do. And every EU member state is asked to guarantee the provision of a public media service that covers news, culture, education and entertainment. And we can all debate, as we should, whether RTE does that and how it could do it better.
Do you think, though, you know, when you say that they don't understand it, is it not on RTE and others in media to explain it to them? You know, but right now, when you're in the crosshairs of these difficulties, isn't it very difficult to change that conversation and to refocus back to what you're talking about?
Well, exactly. That's why I think there needs to be more of a public debate, so that, because I don't think the public either has a good understanding of what public
service
media
is. Whose job is that? Is that the job of Kevin Backhurst and RTE? Is that the job of Catherine Martin and government?
I think it's the job of all of us, and also all us as academics who study media, the job of education, because when we're talking about the future of public media, we're also talking about how is Irish culture promoted? How are Irish production companies going to put their content online? How is Ireland going to cover the upcoming referendum, the local elections, the European elections, all of these things? So it's very easy to have this conversation about slimming down RTE. We also need to be very clear about what that means and what do we want. And also engaging with young people, I think, is a huge part of the discussion about what should RTE be into the future.
And you're around young people in DCU all the time. I mean, how are young people engaging with what is happening at the moment? Or are they engaging with what has been happening politically and in this organisation around the fallout of the past 4 or 5 months?
I think there's two interesting points to make about young people. One is a very obvious one, that most of what they consume is online and digital. And the second is, when you talk to people about what the point of public media is, they can understand why something should exist even if they don't use it themselves. So you mightn't consume children's programming. You understand why educational children's programming is a valuable thing. So we shouldn't assume that just because young people don't consume RTE that they don't value it, but the argument has to be made to them. And the second part is that the New Era funding, so the Future of Media Commission recommended that RTE be brought under New Era so it would have more financial oversight, as it should. But that was in the context of RTE being given a massive capital investment for digital transformation. And now we have the oversight part, but that digital transformation aspect isn't there. You know, how is it going to fund it if there's no support clearly put forward from government for that?
Just finally, briefly, that funding model for the future you're talking about, and it was the one of 50 recommendations in the Future of Media Commission report that wasn't taken on board by government. But what are you proposing for that future funding model?
I think proper guaranteed funding over a number of years. That could be a levy. That could also look at a levy onto what the major online services like Netflix, which is something that the Danes have done, so that money goes not just to RTE, but to the Irish media sector, so that ultimately we tell Irish stories to ourselves.
Eileen Colletti from Dublin City University, thank you very much indeed for coming into us.